the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, tri-state area airports are gearing up for a surge in air travel due to the Thanksgiving holiday. The TSA says it's been a year of record-breaking travel delays with a new record expected this Thanksgiving weekend.
We have screened in excess of 3 million passengers in a day for the first time ever. We expect we'll break that threshold over this holiday period.
TSA projects the three busiest travel days will be Tuesday and Wednesday before Thanksgiving and the Sunday after the holiday. A student at the New Jersey Institute of Technology in Newark has been charged with the stabbing death of a Paramus woman. Bergen County prosecutors say 21-year-old Keyshawn Sheth is charged with killing 74-year-old Rita Acaria. They say he strangled and stabbed the woman, then stole her car and credit card. He was found in Newark and arrested Wednesday. President-elect Trump's hush money sentencing in New York City has been delayed indefinitely. The judge granting a stay on sentencing pending motions to dismiss the case by Trump's lawyers that involves payments made to porn star Stormy Daniels. Meantime, Trump has chosen Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi as his new AG after Matt Gaetz withdrew his nomination yesterday. 1 week from tonight, you can contribute to a great cause in honor of Colin Meaney, a Mattawan hockey player who died by suicide at age 17 after battling concussion symptoms for 2 years.
We only really knew of his fight with depression after he left it in a very thoughtful note to us after he took his own life.
Colin's father, Michael, says a $10 donation gets you into the door on the 29th at the Old Bridge Ice Arena. All proceeds benefit the Concussion Legacy Foundation helpline. You can download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. You'll need the sunglasses this weekend, but it will be windy. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Almost 36 hours after it begun, the storm system is still with us. Centered just north of New Jersey as we go into this afternoon. It'll shoot one more wave of moisture around the backside, so we're not quite done with raindrops and snowflakes across the Garden State just yet. That last push of rain and snow coming through this afternoon and this evening, it's going to stay cloudy, breezy, and cold with temperatures in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Watch for slippery spots through this evening's commute, and then showers will taper off tonight, ending completely by daybreak tomorrow morning. Lows fall into the mid-30s. We're clearing out and drying out for the weekend, partly to mostly sunny tomorrow, but still windy and blustery. Highs 45 to 50. For Sunday, we'll see a mix of sun and clouds and highs pushing into the lower 50s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
And right now, Morristown is 36 degrees. Ewing is 37. Turnersville is 38. Weather brought to you by Trinity Rehab. Still having neck, back, shoulder, or leg pain? Let the physical therapists at Trinity Rehab help, with locations all over New Jersey and Pennsylvania and same-day appointments with no prescription needed to get started. Check them out at trinity-rehab.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.